So, as I have been saying in recent times, the other places. So, ordinary people, or when we, in a normal conversation, we don't say truly existent. Oh, that's truly existent one. We don't use the word, you see. It exists from its own side, or it exists by nature. That's not a common word we use. But what we use common word in our conversation and common people, what we use and the people in the world we use, in place of those first philosophical terms, you know, what expressed from the text, truly existent and existing from the science and basis by nature. But common people, the term they use is real. And we also, what we use in normal conversations, we say real, we use real. So that's all gakcha. So that's all objective reputation. You see, while you're using the word real, while you're using the word real in your conversation, when you're planning a project, or when you're talking about how you're so depressed, or I have this problem, that problem, this problem, relationship problem, this and this, this, you know, lost job, and this problem, that problem. You see, so have unhappiness, or when you express how you're so happy, and all that, you know. So when we're using the word real, how things appear, how that object appear, how your eye appear to you that time, and how it appear, and how your mind believe. You see, these objects such as eye, whichever you refer real, whichever object you offer real, if you're meditating at the same time, if you're conscientious, or if you are paying attention, if you're meditating, your appearance, you're watching your appearance of the phenomena, and action objects, so forth, you see how they appear, how does the friend, enemy, stranger, they appear to you, and how your mind believe. So while you're doing conversations, saying real this, real that, see, so that is a, like in psychology terms, you know, Western psychology terms, the emotional eye. Emotional eye, but the text, you see, the true extent of the eye existing from the sight, or existing from the sight, or existing by nature. So, Western psychologists, and they use the word emotional eye. I think that some makes sense, because when you're too excited, then this eye, see, this false eye, the object of ignorance, not me, the eye, which is not me, level of mind, existing from society, you see. It's there, this false eye is there. Appearing belief, it's always there. But the times when it's so excited, you know, that time didn't appear. Those times then, like balloon, if you blow inside, it's becoming big, it's bigger, bigger, bigger. So it didn't become very gross, you know, very gross. You see, and then times when you're so upset, angry, or somebody criticizes you, or somebody criticizes you, or when you're just about, or this car start coming, or this car start coming towards you, you see, a car, you know, you see, you're going this way, another car goes and then turns this way, the car goes, you're going this way. The car comes up, turns this way, you know, then coming this way, or the car coming straight, you see, towards you, time of the fear arises. And then you see that false I becomes so strong. You see, it's always there, but you don't notice. You see, you don't notice. haven't recognized that is a false I, the object of that has the object of ignorance. That's object to be reputed, and that's how that object to be reputed, you see. Didn't recognize that. And then so if you realize that one is the end, if you realize that one is total non-existence, that one is total non-existence, then you realize so that's the emptiness you're realizing, discovering. But however, unable to recognize. So then during those situations, then they become become so strong, become very gross. So that fear rises, see. Similar, when there's so strong desire rises, sending the emotion I is strong. So they become very gross. They become gross. Only when they view this, the real I become stronger. So nothing else you can see, only that this huge eye, you know, nothing to think about, you know. Except this, something's going to happen to this. You know, this eye is going to die. You see, the car comes there, become dead. Then fear is, this eye is going to die. But this eye is not there. But this eye is going to die. You see, car coming to growth. I'm going to die. See, but this, I'm going to die. This eye, that realize not there. The eye, not merely left of mind, existing from the society. I that is appearing, from its own side, you see, on these aggregates. So that's the object, that's the object of ignorance, and that's what ignorance apprehend. So that's total non-existent. If that is real, you know, if that exists, then that exists. That means ignorance. Correct. Ignorance is not wrong concept. So then if that exists, then the word that concept, you know, which believes it exists, then it's the right concept. It's the right concept. It's not wrong concept. You see, it's not ignorant. If it exists, it's not ignorant. Then that thought, you see, believe that it's not wrong concept. It's the right concept. It's not ignorance. Then what's the root of samsara? Since you have to die, reborn, you know, experience all the suffering experience. That's karma delusion. You see, so what's the root of all that? So you see, you have to explain some other thought. You see. So if this is true, you know, what you have been believing all the time, you know, from this morning, from birth, from beginning of the birth, up now, not only from birth, not only from mother's womb, you know, the minute your conscience took place in the fertilized egg, you see, we have this belief, this appearance, this belief. They rely, you see, emotional eye, not being lived up a mind, you see. And this appearance and this belief, you see, this belief is exist even just before the consciousness took place in the fertilized egg. It exists even just before that. This concept, you know, this ignorance, this concept, believing that, you see, such I say, believe that is true. See, not me left, but as I am not me left behind, existing from such. See, so this the concept is it exists because it existed before. So that's why when the consciousness took place on the fertilized egg, it's continued to die there. This ignorance, it is ignorance from concept there. If that, so that how that happened, that with that continuity before that. So that from beginning this is a bit, appearing not me, I appear not me left of mind, which means existing from some side of the, which means the commentary of the real I. What I've been saying before, the commentaries, even the commentary. When we say real something, they are common people, see. Then, if it described that the existence from side by nature, tradition, all that. So, not just satisfied merely but by mind, but something more than that, see. Like that. So, from beginning, see, but that is hallucination. I, which is merely of the mind, but appeared not merely by mind, existing from sight. So this from beginning, but believing this, you know, from beginning is a rebirth. So that's why we're still not free from the suffering of death, rebirth and death, the circle and all the sufferings. It's real, so we're still not liberated forever, including human beings suffering. So that. So whatever Sun says, so if one is meditating, you see, pay attention, you see, what are you doing for possession, what are you thinking, what are you going to do for possession of people, universe, the world's real, this and that. So then you see, it means the false object, false eye. See this? That on this earth there's a eye, not merely level of the mind, existing from the sight. See, and believed by ignorance, that is true, 100% true. Reality. You know? So that. One can say if this is true, so that or in other words, you see, that or in other words, to make it even much more gross, very gross explanation, very gross, is that the doctor objective reputed, you know. Doctor objective reputed. So in order to realize anything, you have to recognize that. First you have to recognize that. Then the next thing to recognize that, you analyze that by using the other the logics, reasonings and that. Then realize that is the total man by analyzing what it exists not, you see, by using all the different logics and reasonings, then you realize that the total man is empty. The wisdom see that total man is non-existent. So the extremely gross one is that. So like the other ways of explaining the object to be repeated, there are different ways of explaining, but it's the same thing, but you know, there are different ways of express. According to his own message, you say, in the midst of the inside the base, see, part of a table, yeah, table, you see, inside the base, actually separateness within the base, you know, the collections are part of the table, you see, inside, you know, within that is the table. So that you express like that, or he's on the Lingam Rinpoche. In the Daegu Monastery many years ago, then gave comment on the 7 points for transmission. So the Rinpoche said the objective repeated, what is that? And Rinpoche says that undifferentiable, the label and the base. Undifferentiable, label and base. So that's the objective repeated. No contradiction, it's just the same. But it's all our things. Mm-hmm. Mm. Of course, you can debate, you can analyze, you know, according to what Islam says and that. You see, you have to different definitions of what object, different ways explaining object to be repeated. So you can analyze in your view while you're looking at the table, how you see the table. How does the table appear to you? How does the table appear to you? How you see the table? You see? So not by crossing eye. If you cross eye, you don't see the table. But by looking at it, or person, or you're looking at tree or the light. So while you're looking at it, I mean, you see, analyze, meditate, you see. Yeah, so how does it appear, how you see. What is against, what is opposite to reality, or you see a common reality. So I think this, the different explanations, you see. However, there's... I think all those, yeah. If one check, say, perhaps there may be, you know, some very gross, it's all false view, but it's some very gross, some almost, some, you see, according to the individual person, that, so see, a person who has, who has recognized objective ignorance, the false eye, the false eye, the object to be repeated, the false eye, that which is the false eye. So the one who has recognized the object to be repeated, the object of ignorance, concept of truth, so for that, because everyone recognizes it becomes familiar, so I think might be on the I guess, when there's an I, on the I guess, not I within the I guess, not I within the not within the ideas, inside the ideas, you see. So those who are familiar, I think not that way. You maybe see, maybe not, who's not familiar, who haven't recognized object ignorance, then maybe could have those views, see, those false views, see, I within the ideas. You know, the base, within the base. And there was I don't know about the undifferentiable, but there's definitely we have that view that hallucination undifferentiated. The I guess undifferentiated, you see. So that false view, you see. But the person who is very familiar with the object, you know, on the I guess, you see, on the I guess, there's I, there is not me left about my mind. Existing from a society. And the bleed by ignorance. Bleed, that's true. So that on the I guess there's an I appearing from there. On the I guess like you put things on, like you put on the table, you put these material objects like that. On the eye, there's the eye. On the eye, there's the eye. But on the eye, there's the eye. On the eye, there's the eye. Appearing from a society. So that's what you call real. Appearing, because appearing from a society. So that's what you call real, you see. That is a real eye. So that's how we believe real eye. That is real eye, you see. That is real eye, say. It is real. Say it is real. It is this eye is real. So because it appears on the eye, there's an eye appearing from a society, you see. So that's what we point in your mind, believe that that's really real one, see. So real eye. While there's no such a thing, slightest, even atom. While there's no such eye, you know, the even slightest atom, see, a real eye, you see, existing permanent sight, you see. Appear, believe, you see, there's not even an atom of that. It's there. On this aggregates. While totally empty. Right there. So what I was gonna say, the very common one, the very gross one said, without going through those details, the simple one, the false identity, the object of ignorance. Just here, as I often say, when we do not analyze, you see, we think that when we do not analyze the eye, then you see, the usual view that we have or the belief is that the inside the chest. Normally you don't think self, the eye is in the stomach or in the toes, in big toes or small toes, or in the nose or in the ears, in the brain, in the fingers. You know, I don't think. See, so here, not in the. But you don't think in the belly. You don't think in the head. Inside the head. Inside the mouth. You don't think in the mouth. Or the anyway. So inside the chest. Somewhere here. Inside the chest. Down below the neck. Above the belly. So that's see. So making it extremely gross, false eye, you see, to introduce So that's the extremely gross there. See? So that so this so when the car comes, you see when the car starts coming in front of your car, you know, then suddenly fear, you see. Shaky body. So, say, you know, even the face, the expression of fear, you see, the expression of body, you see. However, so this eye, who's inside this, this inside this body, chest, you see, here's on my chest, also see this, say, gonna die, so scared, this will die. But this is not there. This eye is not there. There's no such there. That eye is not there. Not there. That's going to die. See? Not there. What you worried about, death, you see, what happened to this eye. But that eye was experienced, which you believe is going to explain death, is not there. It's not there at all. If you look for, can't find death. So that's the proof. That's when you look for, you can't find, then that's the proof. That it doesn't exist. When you can't find money in your purse, you can't find money in the purse, or say, what else?